Readers of the Bible have long known that Wisdom is a character in it, a woman who seems to have been married to God, who was chilling with him when he created the universe. When things go wrong for the Hebrews, and in the historical books of the Hebrew Bible, things going wrong for the Hebrews is one of the most common narrative developments, she has a tendency to storm around Jerusalem, declaiming to those who ignored her that this is all their fucking fault. It's a key image in the book of Proverbs, among other places, emphatically connecting the healthiness of our relationship to wisdom, language, deliberation, and prudence, to the healthiness of the polis. Early in the last decade, I couldn't help but be reminded of this wrathful vision of wisdom by the People's Library at Occupy Wall Street. Occupy was so beautiful and exhilarating, a garden of proximities that thrived in the shade of its improbability, and crucial to it was the decision to include a library, a psychic furnace in which thinking and language could be shared, distributed, recombined, could be understood as helping define the contours of an emergent community. By the consensus of the New York City General Assembly, among the stewards of that library, the community's designated liaisons to wisdom was Betsy Fagan. Throughout Fagan's own writing, we find a kindred concern with the ways particular systems for organizing knowledge make community, the act of social coherence, possible. But where I have focused on the rage that marks both the biblical character of wisdom and the animating spirit of Occupy, I think, the affect that speaks in Fagan's poetry is more often a meditative, even a sociable one. Not that it's not angry, I think there is tremendous anger in it, but that anger is expressed in a tone of pro-social collectedness, a sweet concert from broken strings or clear speech from a bee-stung lip. Fagan approaches a world that wants to shrink time and keep us on the run in a stance of ethical calm and renegade patience. In a poem from All That Is Not Lost, her 2015 Belladonna collection, Fagan writes, "Flow to ceiling, to tread water, neither blessing nor curse, mechanical nature's complexity means fragility rolling alongside equilibrium. Resist May forces and their dampened hearts." Yeah. Her language has this kind of distilled quality. Compared with usual descriptive speech, it lacks a lot of words. In Fagan's case, this has a tone not of abbreviation, but of refinement achieved through the ethical clarity of a restorative politics. Her poem, Elimination of Currency, begins, "This is my gift, the elimination of currency and debt, swampland ventures, real estate hands, my dirt, my stink." That poem ends, "Make me ruler, our one single currency, a rainbow hologram of coin for the citizenry, all civilized knows a center radiates, the city as any river, always the ocean toward mind follows bliss, this is proof." A lot of current writing, I think, seeks ways to be socially useful. I take this as a holy impulse. God knows justice is long in tarrying and seems like it could use the help. But everyone who loves poetry is familiar with the entrenched dilemma of its wholly opaque relationship to meaningful social change. Still, if we can take as a starting point that we share a desire for a we, and for that we to have a future, we know that we'll need new modes of relating to knowledge and to each other. We need a new polis and a new library. Today, with Occupy, a feral memory that feels like a dream, Betsy Fagan is, as she was there, right here. That's a very confusing sentence, but I hope you know what I mean to say. She is right here in the world that also includes all of us and everything, doing the work of helping us collaborate in the construction of actual new ways to live, to be heard, to think, and to build. With a keen ear for obscure coherence and a spirit of morally vigorous welcome, I think her writing is perfect to serve as the capstone to our phenomenal segue season. At one point she writes, "Intrepid potentials retry opulence, ragged, wandering on high, whichever way tossed and turned, without lessons of sin or rinsing clean. To all this love gushed forth as from a fountain, and to all the wings of hearing, swift thanks, thanks a lot." Betsy Fagan is the author of Names Disguised from Make Now Books and All Is Not Yet Lost from Belladonna. She was for several years editor of the Poetry Project newsletter. She has two upcoming workshops you can enroll in this summer, an 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction workshop and a 6-week workshop on Mary Oliver offered through Poets House. You can get information on both of these from her website, which is betsyfagan.com. Last thing I'm going to say, not only is it a real pleasure to have her here, but this is our last reader at our last reading of the season, so I need you to pull out every last one of the stops and go all the way absolutely crazy. Lose your fucking minds by doing stuff in your phone camera for Betsy Fagan, whom I can't unmute, I think. Toss
unmute. I think I'm unmuted. Can you hear me? Okay. Yay! I'm going to just imagine 54 people doing this because this is my third Zoom call today and my attention is really contracted. So I have to just only look at one or two people. So I hope this is well received. And thank you so much for that introduction. It's funny that, well, you'll see. I've got holy. You kept saying holy, holy, holy. It's in this first poem I want to read. I'm going to read things that are a little bit old, actually. I wrote a book a couple years ago. It's now called Self-Driving, and it was about an internal road trip. And it suddenly got really relevant with the quarantine. So I wanted to revisit these poems. And I think what I'm going to do is just kind of read through them. There are lots of individual poems, but I'm not going to deal with titles. I'm just going to read. Okay. Is perseverance holy? That I am still lasting? Not sure how I go on, eyes open, mouth making every available excuse, arms low on the unwalked road. I find my city uninhabited, wrapped up in itself, like wild women, burned candle dim, a bare night of celebration. Sidewalk families torn posters advertising formerly night alive streets and new lofts that stopped at nothing. It doesn't fucking stop. Actually, I'll throw in titles. It makes more sense. In this book, all the titles are names of cars. Terrain. Immense on the inside, a whole generation deplatformed, tiled in beautiful mosaic dream frenzy, wandering sorrowful streets alone, drenched in morning coffee tears. Lake ancient ditch bottoms, the underfunded public schools, little sewers and open rubble alleys, not what I wanted for my kid. Wood weed selling over crucifix field hospitals. Downtown rents too high. How long will our suffering be able to afford living here? Century. Another stuck elevator, smoke burning, piss. Ignored the alarms because this always happens. Wheels enormous slow, squat low, made businessmen own this city. I ran and ran, cycled then drove, I traffic. Downtown statement is not an apology. I siren through all obstruction. Dodge and weave, urgently American. A girl can dream, or can she? Moments of joy flow through lights, through Boulevard Drive, getting nowhere and everywhere at once. Race, healing, and resurrection, not the tagged toes of cold bodies, now corpses. I sigh, scream, and cycle stuck to just look another person in the eye. Surrender to my nature, that which dies. Helpless. Starliner. A nation silent the whole time. Building another highway while women learn from crystal memory and direction dug up from within. Mind silence, frantic now. Suddenly sorrowful stillness pierced nerves unflinching. They forgiving gaze and tender them child eyes like breathed all three aspects, still asked for proof, for identification. Innocent presence being brown, being flesh. Great crystal rock sold to seed, road covered shoulders. Hunched air grew cooler as we climbed. Cough. contour. Obscured that golden sun-hazed world precipice where ledge belly rubbing to car toward the growing mountain. Car-cropped patchwork fields, ravines enormous, loaded with immense, carried lost teeth for luck, dark and squat. Highway America. Extremely rode along the river, elevated time in the accelerated city, an evening out would be great. Something to believe in again. Thunderbird. Take the city, my change. I'm going to smell good again. Strange, more myself, like a new beginning, deeply smelled. Smelled the dead of thousands black and blood soaked in mine, away from bottles of kick drank. Elders on bottle spirits are tears left uncried. As the living mourn the dead, I fear pavement to the last gas station for miles. So rapidly came dawn this time. The faintest among us wakes slowly from dreams still untold. Woke when spirit, ghost, and myth themselves sat subsidized as trained dogs healed in the woods, all dogs bedeviled. Soft fur soothing like new car smell. Saw panic in their eyes, but felt easy, luminescent. Jetstar. If I go like this, okay, you can still see me. All right. Jetstar. What closer and closer came, what was faint then dark, and suddenly furiously barking dogs, suddenly skies. The dawn tingled and belonged where earth pinned us. Held in its heaviness, the dew breeze air still somewhere around here. Brakes slammed across dawn, crow began, roosters awake. Swamp and trees living and palpable, the air never air, not atmosphere, of all our breaths, deep and shallow, to mouth open in slack-jawed indifference. Made me above the sky open branches. Didn't spread arms outstretched steal us. Our bed, the whole town, sleeping guardian, suspicious America wrought God and policemen lovely, lonely, in their image. There turned away sadness and reluctance. Sleep this road, the road we're on. Imperial. And in other times I've sung this like a song, but I think I'm not doing that right now. Old king, drinking rags, cups full of rivers that darken the earth, bless prairie justice, dims our scars, lands them together, immensity. Silo, hated, isolated, dreaming people of a freedom road. No courts for kings, no cells for prisoners. That's hard. I'm supposed to do it really, 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 really slowly or sing it, and I don't love doing either of those, so I'm going to just read it again. Old king drinking rags, cups full of rivers that darken the earth, bless prairie justice, dims our scars, lands them together, immensity, silo hated, isolated, dreaming people of a freedom road, no courts for kings, no cells for prisoners. Windstar. I silence fires from lost time and lowered consciousness, continue to live stream paranoia, routine waking up not wanting to get out of bed, warm here, nice, comfortable, savor this warmth, the depth of sleep, can life as wonderful for each other and ourselves, wonderful as possible, wake this world's dream sleep, I myself a doorway, a threshold, any woman is, sunnied streets, hot, windows everywhere, open to get inside, sky pour gold stream to nourish inner riches, real treasure hidden inside, glittering. Ooh. Summit. Nothing to do now but wait. I have no proof, only flat champagne. Ford the roof, burning fronts down, said it was hot. Very car distant breeze, blue desert, steady around here. We hurry, need no walk slow, no look cool. The world's sweetest sweetness grinning, overcoming every desert heart, every barren land, all in black, for show, for darkness were the tree of life itself. Branches. The roots gathering old lady words and poems she'd written about flowers, ripened fruit in the poison garden where all the plants can kill. Housed is only waiting until we can get back in the car. We waited for it, this downtown life, to mother and brother, to sibling or solitude. Monument lives we make of poison gardens, recognized or not, we build, implode, and presence. To the top. Expedition. Like other crying girls with no names, enormously shy along the tattered road, our suckled eyes from stare, from comment thread, money bags of self-importance, ostensibly history. The earth is cooperating with me, sourced from their graves, miles of walls rotted by wailing. This world of ourselves is men in otherwise abandoned city parks watching me, driven by reverie. I take the wheel. Ranchero. Antique fields joked with local ranchers. Here the gas stopped. We slowly rolled along, wheel over to the raw world, school us, whispering in my ear like that new car smell. Driven by fear this whole time, steered towards safety, away from imagined lack, real loss. The lies I told myself, all dust now, front cool, congealed thought, amalgamated. Turn inward, not to hide, but to explore, arms skyward in our sphere, ecstatic collapsing of external order, roadhouse, white house, madhouse. People wear clothing with holsters built right in. Starfire. In olden times, thousands and thousands hitched the highways, our peak shadow still beyond imagination then, driving on doomed and sinister, sent secret corruptions roses, exotic and strange. Wait and see if what hurts is really broken. And two more. North Star. No love as it's running through you, not idling for career, wealth, mastery, family rich with hopeless abandoned, pulsing through her westward expansion from room to room over the whole house or apartment. Open roadhouse ecstasies bursting in overgrown plots with only two exposures, ever westward, rushing to ruin banks, saving wrath like rivers that make their own silt roads. Tornado. The world messages you just to play its favorite song, bombed every holy city. Everyone seemed we and us. We mourn, not marked safe, await the next tragedy. Safe doesn't apply to me. Weary street falling to ruin of chain stores, boarded up luxury brands, bandstand and mic grab with excited choruses. Thoughtful with the slow songs, purple suit tattered, echoing cries for dueling at dawn. We all understand the madness has him. There would be no release. Tranced eyes whose thoughts and prayers crashed every platform. Murderous in our ears, groaning about a forever love. I believe in this fleeting moment. I love you right now. Now, now, and now, and now, and now, now. Actually, this is the last. There's one more. I miscounted. Sorry. Meteor. As honey is sweet to me, I know an off-ramp when I see one. The fabled city at last, clouds pimped out, shrouded what is haunted in us, weather-beaten, where covered wagons rotted, people first became interested in heaven. They rode on and so do we, pointing to the desert or salt flat equivalent of their shattered bones, fires of mourning and celebration, gold sky. Starry night polluted now with space-time. All I do is win. Late now, this joy, too late maybe. I performed myself as life, heartbreaking, illuminated flesh with the brights going. Childhood streets that knew me, America, ecstatic, detached women from our ancient rages and rose arbors, guardians of what's veiled and love-locked. Woman guardian of the threshold, abandoned ambition to get what you pay for. Muscle aching, previously unfamiliar with the driver's seat, exerting will, direction, forced to lilac more places, earth sad. Nobody wandered anymore. Nobody. Lonesome America, thinking myself saved, never leaving home. Thank you.